You're listening to SBS News.
The might of the United States military could soon be in Australia's hands after the US State Department approved the sale of 220 of its Tomahawk long-range missiles. The missiles have the ability to hit targets 1,500 kilometres away from the launch site. Minister for Defence Industry, Pat Conroy, says the purchase of the missiles is necessary to arm the Defence Force against threats to Australia's national security.
This is an important long-range strike capability for the Royal Australian Navy. The Albanese Labor government is really committed to investing in long-range strike for the Australian Defence Force. We face a very contested region and we really need to give the ADF the equipment they need to advance our national security.
Costing $1.3 billion, the missiles can be fitted to the Navy's Hobart-class destroyers and also fired from the Virginia-class nuclear submarines Australia is also buying from the US. The US State Department says the weapons will boost Australia's ability to contribute to missions of mutual interest. US Indo-Pacific Commander Admiral John Euclideo says the US is not seeking a war but has to ensure they are prepared.
First and foremost, the United States is not seeking conflict in the Indo-Pacific region. We do not seek to contain the People's Republic of China. As stated in U.S. strategy, however, we are engaged in a robust competition.
Robust competition is also surfacing within the Labor government's own ranks, with criticism of the AUKUS deal mounting. Former Labor Senator Doug Cameron has told the ABC some branches of the Labor Party are not happy about the submarine deal's $368 billion price tag.
This final decision and the announcement came so quickly and with so little detail that it does raise concerns. You've seen some branches already in the Labor Party indicating that they are concerned about it. Where's the money going to come from for social services, for health, for education, for the NDIS, for aged care? So these are issues that I'm not surprised that there is concern about. And it's legitimate for these concerns to be raised in a debate to take place.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has again defended the purchase, pointing to the findings of the as-yet unreleased Defence Strategic Review.
All of the experts have looked at and considered the issue of our submarines. As an island continent, submarines are a vital piece of our defence framework. And the truth is that nuclear submarines are far superior than conventional submarines. They're faster, they're quieter, they can stay under for longer.
He says Australia is also investing in foreign policy and strengthening ties with the Pacific region to avoid war.
Australia, when we look at what we are doing, we are not just investing in our capability, we are investing in our relationships, and that is constructive because we want peace and security and stability.
Sophia Tarek, SBS News.